Test Feed. I am Maxwell Baumbach, and today I am joined by a very special guest. We have Indiana's Malik Renaud. Malik, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to get the opportunity to connect with you here and pick your brain and learn a little bit more about you as a player. You're one of the most interesting guys returning to school this year. But I always like to kind of start at the very beginning. For people that haven't watched you play before, how would you describe your game to someone who's new to the Malik Renaud experience?
Yeah, I'll say I'm a inside dominant, can use both hands around the rim, great footwork. I think I have great footwork around the rim too. Can post up well, and then also space the floor out well when needed. Can shoot three ball. I'm getting better at my three ball too also. And then can facilitate pass out of the post, handle the ball, throw lobs, stuff like that. So I think I'm an all-around player.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a big part of what makes you such an interesting prospect to me is, like you mentioned, like there's a lot of different facets to your game, and we're going to kind of get into that later. But I always like to just ask, what got you into basketball growing up?
Yeah, so growing up, my mom got me into a lot of sports. You know, I was playing soccer, baseball. I was really into baseball a lot. Basketball was just always there. So, like, you know, my mom played basketball. My dad, he hooped when he, where he was back, where he was from. So it was always there. And then I got an opportunity, like, third grade, where some guy came into the gym and offered me to play on a little AAU team. And then it just started going from there. So I was playing basketball, you know, every weekend, third grade, fourth grade, all through, you know, all through until high school. And then I was just playing on this little AAU team. And then I got the opportunity to play with Knight Riders later on, you know, and took full advantage of that. So yeah, that's how I started playing basketball and stuff like that.
As cool as it is, like when guys come to basketball late, I think it's always kind of special when a guy got into it that young. You know what I mean? From the time you're in third grade, just putting in the work every weekend. Not a lot of kids in third grade ready to make that commitment. That's always,
I mean,
really cool.
It was definitely a great opportunity to start real early with the AAU, just to see how that experience was. But, you know, I didn't really get that real true exposure until I got to like eighth grade, ninth grade. And then, you know, it just sparked up from there.
For sure. And you mentioned the Knight Riders, you mentioned, you know, playing there, but also, you know, playing at Montverde. Like, where you've been in your basketball journey, you've gotten to play alongside and play against a really high level of competition, like kind of throughout your basketball career. How did that sort of help you out at the youth level, where it's kind of like dog eat dog, you're playing the best dudes all the time, and you're under the tutelage of some great coaches as well?
Yeah,
Oh, you're good.
No, but I'm super blessed about the opportunities I was able to get growing up, you know, especially the Montverde, because that was a great experience. You know, just being there every single day with top guys, top 25 guys. I mean, one year you had Jalen Duran on the team with Kayla Houston. So it was a lot of good guys that's in the league and stuff like that. So, you know, playing against them every single day is like you got to bring your A game every single day, practices, games. So you know that they see that you could play and then they trust in you to play. And then, you know, when I got my opportunity senior year to, you know, be able to play a good amount of minutes for their team, you know, I took full advantage of it. And we won the group of guys out there, me, Fino, Derek, Dylan, Kwame, Derek Queen was young at the time.
Yeah,
he was super young at the time. So like, yeah, a lot of them was there. So it was like, you know, just playing against them. They said that got me real better. It got me sharpened on my tools and stuff like that. So, you know, just seeing other people, it gave me a slight advantage because, you know, playing against them every single day, it's no joke. Yeah.
Yeah, well, especially like a lot of the guys you mentioned are guys that play either the same position as you or a similar position to you. So it's just, like you said, every single day in practice, those matchups
dogs, that you're dogs getting. Every single day. So you gotta really lock in every practice and go at y'all.
So I'd imagine that there's sort of a give and take with that, right? Like when you're going up against guys that good every day, you know, it can bring you down to earth and humble you a little bit. But then conversely, like you're getting a lot of buzz, you get five-star status, you get invited to the Jordan Brand Classic. Like a lot of guys we see like get these kind of accolades and get this sort of attention, and then things don't really pan out for them, or things can kind of go off the rails. How have you managed to kind of take that status that you earned and then stay on track with everything and not, you know, have things kind of fall apart, but instead just continue to thrive? How did you kind of mentally process that and get through all of it?
Sorry.
Oh, no worries. You're good. It happens.
It just cut out of nowhere. I'm sorry.
You're totally fine. We'll make it work. That's why we pre-record them.
Yeah, it
happens. Cool. Yeah. So we got through the Mount Verd stuff. So I'm just going to kind of pick up where we left off, and then I'll get this patch together. So you mentioned playing at Mount Verd, playing against so many good players in practice every day. And obviously, like, that has to be like a little bit humbling, you know, time to time. Your guys are going to get the better of you. You're going to get the better of them. But then on the outside, there's a lot of
stuff. Don't get me wrong. You know, you're going to always look at that stuff. But I mean, you just got to like find a way to move that out the way. And also, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, I got. But you got to also like find a way to like be in the, like, not say be in the gym, but move that. That's not a distraction. You can't let that be a distraction at all. So like you're always working every single day, lifting, getting in the gym, all that stuff. So you always got to put in the work for those accolades. So you just got to constantly be in the gym, working on your craft, and then never letting that affect you, because when you put in the work, you're going to see all those results. And then also with the change in the environment with Indiana, because, you know, from year to year, it's been different. So the first year, I just think like the first year really helped me just understand, because I was back up to, you know, Tracy Jackson Davis. So it helped me understand a lot about the college game. And then that second year, I was able to like, because I had not only Trace, but Race Thompson, too, because he was old and very skillful, too.
So yeah.
I had two good bigs that were played in the college level. And then, you know, watching them every single day, and then also getting in the games, too, and being able to do my little thing, too, here and there. So, you know, that was also pretty good. So that gave me a year to, you know, just to work and to develop and understand the college game. And then the second year, I really had a good jump. And, you know, I was able to showcase a lot of my skills. And then, you know, this year is where I want to make another jump. So
for sure.
So it's going to be super fun.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back talking a little bit more about that jump from year one to year two. Stick with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's interesting that you brought that up in Indiana, because I think it's really interesting to talk about kind of your year-to-year development there, but also just like the roster construction. So you mentioned you won. It's TJD, who's obviously in the NBA now. Exceptional college player as well, obviously. You don't get drafted if you're not. And then Race Thompson was there as well. Multi-year player, really, really strong, could stretch the floor a little bit. So obviously like that, you know, it doesn't give you the biggest opportunity right out of the gate to play, but it does give you an opportunity to compete against those guys in practice and maybe pick up some things from them. What were your biggest adjustments going from the high school game to the college game? And is there anything that you took from competing against guys like Trace Jackson Davis or Race in practice?
I mean, you know, Mount Verd really prepares you really well in that standpoint of, well, you know, that jump from college. I mean, from high school to college, because, you know, A lot of the stuff that we're doing in, you know, at Mount Verd, they're doing in colleges with the drills, the practices, how long you practice and stuff like that. So you get used, you know, and understand how long practices are going to be, and you know how to work through the practices and stuff like that and get stuff done. But I'll say the difference was the terminology and then the stuff that they use, and just a lot of new stuff that was coming along, like, you know, doing more scouting, like doing more, watching more film than I was in high school, like all that stuff. So it was more of the off the court, learning terminologies and film work and stuff like that. Just that was a huge adjustment, because you got to know who you're playing against and got to know tendencies and what they like to do and stuff, and what you could be able to do against them and stuff like that. So, you know, little stuff like that, this film work, and then just. Yeah, I think that was pretty much the little adjustment, because, you know, Mount Verd is, they do real good with their goals and adjusting, making it like a college, because it's boarding school, all that stuff. So you're used to dorming and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think, I mean, you can't. Yeah, Mount Verde does a great job of what they do.
Totally, totally. And just to take like one further step back, what led you to Indiana initially? And then this might be kind of a taboo question, but like what's led you to stay? Because we see so many guys now that transfer out. And I think instead you kind of took that challenge of freshman year saying, hey, I'm going to play behind these guys. Next year, I'm going to break out, get this bigger role. Like, what has it been that like led you to Indiana and has kept you there and kept you happy?
So, you know, first, originally I was committed to Florida. And I was going there, but I had to be committed. And I was always talking to the staff, Coach Hunter, Coach Yaw, from like the ninth grade. So I already had that built, that relationship with them. And then when Fino went, it was like I got a teammate there with me. So, you know, I'd be comfortable and stuff like that. And then also it was just fit too, because, you know, I the coaching staff, they do a real good job with development and stuff like that. So, you know, skill work and all that stuff is being put into it, developing in the weight room. I had a great jump in the weight room too, so you know, all that stuff was played a part. And then, you know, just the loyalty part, I think I'm a huge loyalty guy, so I, you know, that's why I stayed at Indiana.
Absolutely. It's been great to see you there. And I think you mentioned the player development. It's spot on, like just seeing the kind of leaps you've taken from year one to year two. Excited to see what we get in year three. And we're going to talk about that a little more. We're going to do one last break, and then we're going to kind of dive into Malik's game here and go over the nitty gritty of that. So stick with us.
Okay, sounds good.
So the first time I ever saw you play basketball, the two things that stuck out were A, just how physical you were, and B, how skilled you were for a dude that was that physical. Usually it's give and take. It's more one or the other. But let's start with the physicality. Like, how did you develop to use your body so well on both ends of the floor? And how do you use that strength to you know, make advantages and put guys in uncomfortable situations on both sides of the court?
I honestly don't know. You know, they always tell you to play tough and play strong on the court. So, you know, that physical stuff it comes natural. So, you know, especially with my size, and, you know, you don't want to be, you know, that's one of my advantages, using my size and stuff like that. So, you know, just little stuff like that. And then with the skill part, you know, just being in the gym and just working on your game every single day, just being able to, you know, do everything on the court. I know I started early with the hand work. So, you know, I was, you know, comfortable being able to use both hands before, you know, I started going out. So, you know, the hooks and stuff like that, just going in small first and then, you know, expanding out. And then that's really how I got, you know, good around the basket with the touch and stuff like that. And then, you know, incorporating the footwork along with it. And then, you know, using the size and stuff like that. So
you know, things like that. And I wanted to kind of ask you about the footwork real quick. Sorry to cut you off. So you're really good around the basket. Like, the touch is like one of those things I think is like really evident. Like, you throw on the film, you're great around the basket. You shoot super efficiently around there. 62.5% in the half court at the rim per synergy last season. But it's like the footwork that always really popped off to me, where it's like, it's a blend of like modern face up, like attacking, and then some old school post footwork. Like, was that modeled after anything, or is that something where it's just like, I mean, you're kind of coordinated through your feet and you take what's there?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, you watch a lot of people, you know, you just, you know, like Julius Randle is good with the face up game and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like Zach Randolph, you know, he's bigger in size, but he knows how to use his body and the footwork and knows how to move and stuff like that. So watching like people like that, and then just incorporating it in the skill work that you do and making moves, pump fakes, and doing it at game speed and all that stuff, you know, that really helps. So when you get into the game, you're more comfortable, you know how to pivot around people and be crafty with your moves and stuff like that. And then like expanding out, you know, I shot, you know, the ball from year one to year two, I shot it way more. So, you know, just being comfortable and confident and shooting the three ball. And then when you get those shots, being able to take them and knock them down. So stuff like that, you know, and then just constantly getting reps and seeing the ball go through the rim is a huge key. So that's how you build confidence, when you see the ball go through the rim all the time. So just seeing that.
Yeah. So, and let's talk about like your ball handling and passing a little bit too, because like you're a pretty high assist guy for a guy who's 6'9". Like you had a 20.4 assist rate for my fellow calculator nerds out there. You can really pass the ball. Did you like get like where did that come from with you? Because like you played at Montverde, it's like you're always on a talented team, so it's not like you know you're playing the point guard per se. But like how did you kind of get to a point where you could be a guy that a team can throw the ball to, whether that's at the elbow, at the nail, or even on the block, and like create a little bit something for other people too?
Yeah, I mean, just watching the game, just being able to pick out stuff that you see and then incorporating into your game and stuff like that. I think that's what I take a lot when you're watching film and stuff. You see stuff, a lot of stuff, and it slows down and you can see stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge reason why I'm able and confident to make certain passes on the court. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you feel like that came along even more in year two as well? Like it was something that I think was there for you in high school, but like you cut your turnovers a little bit this past year. You were making more positive plays. Like was that also just kind of film, or was that also the game sort of slowing down for you a little bit as you
the game slowing down? Also, I mean that year one, really I seen a lot, especially from Trace and the way he slowed down when double teams came at him and stuff like that. Just seeing how he played and then just talking to him about that type of stuff too. We had conversations about double teams and stuff like that all the time. So just being able to watch it and to get advice from older guys that's been doing it, that really helps too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, let's talk about the jump shot a little bit, because year one, you were like not a shooter, like coming into the season, you were just not a guy that really took threes. You took eight the whole season. Last year, you were taking, I believe, over one a game last year. So, so you got that up. You shot 33%, 33.3% from deep last year. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about your jump shot as you kind of continue to expand out your range?
I'm super confident in my jump shot right now. You know, I've been putting a lot of reps throughout the whole summer, you know, constant shooting, you know, just constantly getting reps in and reps. Working out with working out, catch and shoot, all those types of stuff, coming off screens and shooting, and just all those stuff that you do to get your shot up.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really cool to see. It's been one of my favorite kind of improving elements of your game over the last year or so, just because I think with what you can do as a ball handler and a passer, just adding that shot can do so much for you offensively that it's been really cool to kind of see. I want to talk about the defensive side of the ball, but before we get to that, I just want to talk about your rebounding a little bit. So this is something that I thought was interesting too, with kind of the different team contexts you played on. You've always been good on the glass, and then like your role changed a little bit last year, where it was like playing more alongside Khalil Ware, less minutes, I guess, as a traditional like five almost, and more as like a full-time four. What's your mentality on the glass, and how have you been able to succeed at that as a college player?
Yeah, I definitely also have changed my mindset on rebounding, because I think, you know, I've been dwelling on that part. But, yeah, I mean, I also, you know, that's definitely been an emphasis in my game, just rebounding more. I think I don't rebound as much. So, you know, just rebounding more and helping my team out on that aspect. Getting good positioning and attacking the ball, that's really it. You got to locate the ball off the rim and go attack it. That's really all it is to rebounding. And then you just got to be able to emphasize that in your mindset, in your brain, and make the effort to go do it. So that's really the mindset that you got to have when you rebounding. And then just not letting the other person get the ball. You got to want the ball more than them. So, that's definitely my mindset this year coming in, just emphasizing rebounding more, helping my team out on the glass. Because, having Khalil was a good thing. But, you know, you also got to help your other guys out. It's not only just one guy. So that's what definitely been emphasized to me, and then just emphasizing it to myself too. So, yeah.
Totally. And defensively, I think you're, you know, every bit as versed on that end of the floor as well. Can you just talk about your versatility on defense as well, and then how your approach kind of changes based on who's in front of you? Because you can kind of guard a wide variety of guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I struggled on the fouling aspect, but you know, I think I could really move my feet and defend people. I think if I get rid of the ticky-tacky fouls and
Sure.
just show I'm able and capable of making those sitting down and guarding those little guys and also being able to guard the post, because you know, I at Indiana we switch pretty much everybody, and so. You know, you gotta be stuck on little guards. You gotta be able to move your feet and show you can move your feet without fouling. So I gotta be able to capitalize on those opportunities when I do get smart guys on me and just keep them in front of me and just contain them instead of trying to make the home run play or try to like get antsy and reach in and stuff like that. So that's definitely been emphasized too, also to me too. So, you know, I've been, you know, talking to a lot of people and that's definitely been the case too. So rebounding and defending the ball better also. So
For sure. And I think you do a pretty good job off the ball too of kind of remaining engaged and making plays and things like that.
yes, sir.
What's your approach been there and how have you sort of developed on in that respect over the years as far as
Yeah,
defending off the ball and
yeah, because we're kind of in an awkward, not I won't say awkward, but like the way we play defense at Indiana is we're emphasized, we help a lot. So you know, being able to communicate, and like I said, film, like really breaking it down and seeing what you're doing wrong it helps so much. And I won't and it's truly emphasizing, especially at Indiana, I mean you're watching what you do wrong and then just capitalizing on the next play. I mean communication is huge. I mean, it's emphasized everywhere, not only just at Indiana. I mean, I think every college is emphasizing communication because if you're not talking on the court, just like it's hard to because like the game moves so fast, so you got to be able to communicate. And you can see a cut, and you got to call a cutter out. You got to let people know what you're doing on the court, especially on the defensive side. And then, yeah, I mean, film and just communicating is huge on the court, especially off the ball.
For sure. And then to kind of jump back to on the ball, you know, we've seen you kind of go out on the perimeter and guard smaller guys from time to time and do that well. We've seen you kind of bang bodies with some of these, you know, Big Ten centers that are big dudes. Do you have a preference one way or the other? Like, do you like to guard the post? Do you like to guard the perimeter? Or?
I mean, you're gonna do both on the court, so you know
Sure.
you got to get used to both of it. So I mean, but like now you definitely prefer like guarding like bigger guys because you know, I mean they're not moving as fast as you know smaller guards. I mean that's pretty like you know what I'm saying, but I don't know. You know, you get. I mean, it's nice to guard smaller guards too because you can show your versatility. So. I'll keep it in the middle. I'm not
For
gonna
sure,
say anything.
yeah. No, I think that's
Yeah.
fair because you, I mean, the position you play a lot of times, you get just
Yeah,
kind of whoever's on the court, right?
yeah,
Like,
especially with the like scouting before games, whoever you're playing, you might be switching 1 through 4, switching 1 through 5. So no matter
yeah.
what, you gotta be guarding a
And the
lot
Big
of
Ten's
people.
kind of a funky league too, where like sometimes you're
Yeah.
gonna get a team that plays real small, sometimes you're gonna get a team that
Yeah.
plays real big. Like,
Teams that
yeah.
play super fast, where you got to keep the pace up, it's just you don't know what you're gonna get. So, especially with the newer teams that's coming into the Big Ten, like
Yeah.
UCLA. So we haven't even seen them or ever played them before. So you know that's gonna be good, you know, competition to play against too. So I mean, it's gonna be
For
an
sure.
awesome year.
Absolutely. So you've talked a little bit about the rebounding your shot and things like that. Is there any one area in particular that you're like most proud of as far as the work that you've done on this offseason that you're like, man, I can't wait for people to see this season and say, wow, that's so much different from week or no year ago to now.
Yeah, I mean, all around, I'll say my whole game. That's really what I want to say. Because,
Hey, that's a more than a good enough answer. I'm really excited to
you
hear
know,
that.
I'm working on every single aspect of my game. I'm not just trying to leave anything out. So, you know, I'm still touching up on the rim, the around the rim, shooting the ball, ball handling, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm doing a little bit of everything, you know, and that's every single day when I'm working out. So, I mean,
Hey, all
but.
the best ones do. All the best guys are working on everything all the time. So nothing wrong with that answer at all. I
I
love to
say
hear
every day, like you just gotta watch this show when it starts popping.
We're excited. You got a
Yes,
really
sir.
exciting team over there this year. For people that are interested in kind of following along with you and your journey, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, so my Instagram tag is just my name, Malik Renew. My Twitter tag is the same too, so it's just my name. So, and yeah, if you just search up Malik Renew on Instagram or Twitter, you'll find me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Malik Renew, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most exciting returners in college basketball this season. Make sure you're following him on social media. Make sure you're subscribed to us here at NoCeilingsNBA.com, our podcast feed, and our YouTube channel. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.